This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
In the studio, we have Adam Noviello. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, dolls.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
It's been too long.
Yeah, a little while. I was actually trying to think that on the way here when I was here with you both.
You performed with your little piano last time.
That's right.
When we had a live lounge.
Oh, a live lounge at Christmas time. Wasn't that camp?
Yeah, that was like 9 months ago.
My gosh.
And I think, how long was it since the very first single came out?
My first single was, oh gosh, like over a year and a half ago.
It was like...
Heretic came out in January 2022.
Really? Wow. Yeah. So there you go.
It's been a journey.
Wow. Now, before we get on talk about the brand new song, Fumbling, let's just talk about where you've been in the last few months.
Because
I've been vicariously living my my party days in London by looking at your social media.
You've been
abroad.
Yeah. So I was very lucky to get invited to go over to appear in Dolly Diamond's variety show over in the UK. So I did the show here with her at the Pride Centre, in fact, and was sort of chatting with her about, you know, flirting with the idea of the UK and what the UK has to offer. And I just got chatting with her, and then she was like, well, why don't you come over and do the show overseas and, you know, have a look around.
I was
like, you know what, that sounds really camp. So I was very lucky that once I sort of locked in shows with her at Edinburgh and also London, I connected with some amazing people over there and lined up a whole bunch of other dates. And so I went over there for 3 weeks, and I did end up doing 4 guest spots in Fringe, and then a whole bunch of gigs in London. So I think I did something like 8 or 9 gigs while I was over there.
Wow.
Singing I've Never Done This Before, which was my song that came out so a month or so ago, and sort of promoting that, but also just like playing great like venues. I played Freedom Bar in Soho, and I played Crazy Cocks on the West End.
You have no idea how many times I have been to that bar.
Oh, it's like, so fun.
We're like talking hundreds.
Yes, it was so much fun. So much fun. And Heretic went off in that space. People really got into it. So it was great. And like while I was over there, I caught up with lots of friends and met lots of amazing people. And so yeah, we're looking at the UK as an idea.
But really?
Yeah, perhaps. Ooh, just because there's so much happening over there, and you know, the industry just seemed to, even in my mere 3 weeks I was there, people really got into what I was doing, and I met lots of people who wanted to book me for things, but I was like, I don't live here, I can't.
So you may want to talk to you. There's a Sydney based performer called Cleo.
Oh yes.
And I was in Soho back in June, I think it was, and, and Cleo was playing a venue in Soho.
Yes.
Literally the week after I was there, because Cleo's also been on the show and launched a couple of songs and stuff.
Amazing.
And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I've missed them. But they had friends over there and managed to score a few gigs.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I can put you in contact. We'll do the...
Please, let's swap numbers. Yeah, it's amazing. The community over there is incredible. I mean, not that it's not here, but because there's just so much happening over there, you know, every show I did, I would just meet people and they'd be like, oh, you're amazing. Like, do you want to do my thing next week? And all like, yeah. And so
there's 8 million people in London compared to like 4 million down here in Melbourne.
It's so insane. Yeah. So yeah, it was an amazing experience, and just nice to play my tunes for rooms of people who I just don't know because I was abroad. So just having like rooms full of strangers just really get into my tracks. And
can I ask you something personal?
You must.
Did you really go out and get a little bit tipsy with perhaps Ruben K?
Oh, once, twice, 10 times. Yes, Ruben was over there, and like, yes, we had a good time.
That's good.
Ruben's outrageous. We went to the Box twice.
What's the Box?
The Box?
It's amazing nightclub.
Oh my God.
It's a disco.
No, it's like a sort of, it's like a cabaret nightclub. It's incredible.
It's a performance space.
It's amazing.
Imagine like Studio 54.
Oh yeah.
With a circus tent inside it.
Very that. Have you seen Ruben's show, The K-Hole?
No,
so
I
it's
haven't.
Just this amazing.
I thought it was a bit rude.
I mean, it's a tad rude, but it's this variety show that he does. It's kind of like that. And it's just incredible, like amazing late night cabaret. It was amazing.
Cool.
So yes, Ruben and I had fun. Bless
good,
him.
Good, good. Okay, on to the important stuff. Fumbling, the fifth song.
Yeah, that's where we're at. We've dropped 5 tracks in a year and a half. It's insane.
Now let's first talk about the song, because again, it's a bit of a heart on sleeve moment. Where did the song come from?
It kind of came about. I was just out one night with friends, and I think we've all experienced this before, and I feel like I have in little ways, but there was one night it was really bad where I just had this sudden hectic bout of like dance floor anxiety, like out with my friends, having a good time, and then all of a sudden everything's wrong. You feel self-conscious, you feel like everyone's looking at you in sinister ways, and you just feel uncomfortable, and it came across really, really fast. And I sort of just tried to shake it off and dance it away.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I'm going to write a song about that because that's really interesting. So how do we get people on the dance floor who are feeling a bit anxious to feel better? So fumbling is all about sort of dancing out your dance floor anxiety.
I have such high dance floor anxiety.
It's a thing and we don't talk about it enough.
Back in my time, this is really disgusting.
Please.
You were allowed to smoke inside venues.
Really?
So I didn't know.
Was that a thing?
Yes. So I would have a Suburban and Coke in one hand and a dart in the other.
A what and where?
A Suburban and Coke.
Okay.
And a dart, because then I could just do my dad bob.
Of course.
And I didn't have to have
coordinated. And you got your props.
Yes, I had props. My hands were full.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I get so. I am anxious. I'm starting to sweat just thinking about dancing.
Oh my god! I need a prop sometimes. I feel like if I don't have a drink or something in my hand or like my phone or something, I'm like, oh, what do I do with my limbs?
But with your nails on, I'm not sure you can always do that.
I have to be careful. I don't injure people. it's a thing. And yes. I just thought, well, instead of writing a ballad about it, let's write a dance floor banger about it. And that's what we did. Oh. So that's what fumbling is.
And it's amazing. But you are nothing other than like a star when you're dancing. Tell us about the video because the visuals on this are beautiful.
Thank you. It was I worked with Sean Higgins again, so I can't stress enough how vital Sean was to this video. He's a visionary. He's absolutely amazing. But I wanted the video to feel. I wanted it to be very have lots of movement and lots of color and be very sort of beautiful visually. But I also wanted it to feel quite stressful because that's what the song's about. So as much as there is movement and color and choreography and everything, it's quite close. Like a lot of the visuals are quite close to my face and I filmed this amazing sequence in this triangle of mirrors where it's quite a small space and I'm sort of vibing inside it. But I didn't want it to feel like with my video Heretic, because that's sort of about queer liberation, you know, there's lots of space and the movement, there's lots of room around us. Whereas with fumbling, it's all kind of almost claustrophobic in a way. But look, I just worked with Joel Jonas who did the styling for me and I borrowed a wig from Etc. Etc. and I borrowed this amazing yellow piece for my friend Aaron and sort of styled it and pieced it all together, and then Sean and I just threw ideas around and we shot it all in 8 hours and
wow,
there it is.
Beautiful. I'm very proud of it.
If people want to see the video, Adam, where can they see it?
They can see it on YouTube. So if they jump on YouTube and put in Adam Novaiello fumbling, they'll find it. It's also, there's a snippet of it on my social media. So if they go on TikTok or Instagram, Adam Novaiello, they'll be able to see it and they won't miss it because there's all the campery and all the yellow and it's a
visual spectacle.
Thank you. That's very sweet. I'm very proud of it.
I think that's exactly what it is going to be. Now, I got to ask the question.
Yeah, hit me.
I don't want to put you in some sort of box, but your musical career now seems to be overtaking your musical theatre career.
Wow.
How does that position you? How are you going to try and like balance off, you know, you've got multiple roles. How do you balance off all the work?
I think for me, I'm just kind of following my instincts at this point. You know, I'm still very much dipping my toe in theatre. I'm definitely going back to it when it calls me. You know, I just did a play at Theatre Works called Moth, directed by Bryony Dunn, and that was an amazing experience. But that sort of was gifted to me, and I read it and was just like, yeah, this is absolutely something I want to do. And I'm very much dipping my toes with auditions and looking at things, but through a different lens now. I think I'm not looking at theatre in a way of like, oh, I must be doing a show, because I'm so creatively fulfilled right now, and with my music and performing my music, when I go to work, I'm just so stoked to go to work. So I feel like if when theatre calls me and when the right show is there, I'm all in. Absolutely, theatre is not something I'm saying goodbye to, but it's just about following my gut right now and about following what my inner artist wants. And when there's so many opportunities being thrown at me with my tunes, you know, I'm going on a little East Coast tour next week to promote this song, and when those things are happening for me, I'm just kind of pouncing on them. So theatre is, I'm not done with theatre at all. Like it's going to be part of my life forever, but music is definitely taking up a big space.
There's a turn of phrase that was used in the UK probably about 10 years ago where people were trying to do multiple jobs. They they said like doing the normal 9-to-5 is a bit like passé now. And so they talked about going plural. And I think that's exactly what you do. Yeah,
we could go anywhere with that, couldn't we?
Going plural, yeah.
So you've actually got, you know, you've got a multiple head and you can just pop a little head on depending on what you're going to do where.
Yeah, that's it. And which is, it's a beautiful thing because it means life's never boring. And as long as I can pay my bills, which I can, I'm just pursuing the things that make me happy. And I think that's what we should all...
Which is a life motto, yes.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm stoked that that's my existence, so...
Now, we're going to play the song in just a moment. Yes. Just quickly, you're going to Going off and doing some events over the course of the next couple of months. If people want to find out what all the information is, Adam, where can they find that detail?
All on my social media. If they go on to Adam Noviello on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, they'll find everything. I've got my fumbling tour dates and beyond, so they can just check out my socials and find everything there.
Because if you didn't see Adam at Midsummer last year, he was headlining, and you had a couple of stunning dancers with you, so definitely worth a look.
We put on a show. We put on a show for you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.